Total Country Bob FM. That is a gentleman by the name of Mark Chesnut. And gosh, isn't this ironic, weird almost, that I've got Mark Chesnut on the phone with us to visit a little bit this morning. Let's bring him in. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a great pleasure to welcome Mark Chesnut to Bob FM. Mark, good morning.
Morning, brother. How you doing?
Fantastic. Now, man, I'm pretty excited to have you on. Welcome to Bob FM. And the great thing about having you on our radio station here, Mark, is that our listeners love your music. We're all about 80s and 90s country, your heyday, and when country music was real country music. And so it's a pleasure to have you on, and I'm real excited to find out what you've been up to and to talk a little bit about a new project, a new CD that you have out.
Yeah, man. Well, you know, since last time I've seen you, we've been out touring nonstop like we always do. I know the last time I saw you, I was out with Lori Morgan and Joe Diffie, and which, by the way, we start that tour back up in the fall. I mean, we have a few dates that start this month, later at the end of this month, and I'm really looking forward to that, to going back out with Joe and Lori. That is a hoot, man. That's so much fun, and I hope we come back out your way again. But anyway, we do have a new CD that just came out. In July 8th, in fact, it came out, and man, it was long awaited. I have been working on this new CD for about 2 years now, and finally finished it, and we've got that thing out there now. We've got a new single out.
Nice.
It's doing very well for us. The album is doing great, and you know, I wasn't really looking for a whole lot to happen with this CD. I did it for my fans that's been asking for the last 6, 7, 8 years for new music from me. So that's who I recorded the stuff for, was for the fans that's been wanting it.
You know.
And, man, it's doing really well. It debuted at number 22 on Billboard, and I was really excited about it.
Yeah.
And I cannot wait to get out there and sing the new songs next time we come out there.
Fantastic. You know, I will go back to when you were up here with Lori and Joe being at the show, and then I had a chance to talk to, I'll bet, 40, 50 people after the show walking around the casino. People stopped me and how much they enjoyed, and they all said, almost all of them said, it just looked like those guys were having so much fun up there. And when you guys are having fun, you can't help but as being in the audience and have fun. And by the sounds of it, you guys really do enjoy getting out and poking fun at each other a little bit and telling stories. And it was just an awesome, awesome show.
Thanks, we do. You can tell we've all known each other and been friends for a lot of years. Yes, that's one thing I love about I've been around for so long. You know, I've been here. I know Joe and I we started at exactly the same time, almost the same month, back in 1990. We came out with our first songs, and we've been buddies ever since. Ever since the first time I heard his song Home on the radio, I found out who he was, and I called him, and we got together and for lunch in Nashville, and we have been buddies ever since. I love Joe, and I love Lori. Lori was around in the 80s, you know, way
sure.
Before Joe and I showed up. And so you can tell that there's a lot of respect on stage, especially for Lori and for Joe and I both. You know, we love each other's music and we love each other's company.
Yeah.
You can tell.
Yeah,
and
for
after
sure.
After the show's over, we usually end up hanging around backstage and we continue singing while the guys are loading up the merchandise and getting everything loaded up back in the buses and all. We'll sit back there and sing and cut up until somebody comes and tells us it's time to go.
I love it, and I can totally see you guys doing that too. Well, I certainly hope that show comes back somewhere in our area, because I would tell you the people that were at that sold-out show would absolutely go see that again, because it was that much fun. So the new album is out. You've got a new single. That's pretty cool. It's, you know, there's a few people maybe that listen to the radio may not know your background a little bit. As you mentioned, you came out with your first song really in 1990, Too Cold at Home, that did very well. That you follow it up with your first number one. You've had a couple of several platinum selling albums, which is awesome. And you grew up in Texas, and it kind of a little bit of a country music hotbed around where you grew up, right, Mark?
Oh, yeah, man. I live in Beaumont, Texas. I still live here. I've never moved to Nashville. I've stayed right here, and that's one thing I think that's really helped keep my music on track. I've never strayed and went the Nashville way, and I still do what I've always done since day one. And growing up here in Beaumont, Texas, of course, you know, this is where George Jones grew up also.
Sure.
And Janis Joplin is from just down the road there in Port Arthur, and Johnny and Edgar Winter, they're from Beaumont. There's just so much talent from right here, and the reason why is because there's always been places where you could play music for a living. Lots of honky-tonks and bars and dance halls, and there still is, where a musician that plays anything, any type of music that you want to hear or play, you can do it right here around the Beaumont area. There's so much live music, even to this day.
That's great.
Every day, every weekend, there's bands, there's festivals, there's always stuff going on. So that's what's going on down here.
Now, did Tracy Byrd, isn't he from around that area too?
Oh, yeah. Did I forget to mention Buddy Tracy?
Yeah.
Tracy Byrd, yeah, he's from here. I remember when he used to come around and when he was just, Tracy's younger than me.
Yeah.
A lot of people may not know that, but Tracy Byrd is several years younger than me. And I'm kind of the old man around here. It's me, it's George Jones, me.
Yeah.
Tracy Byrd used to come around and ask to sit in with my band.
And, oh, nice.
He was signed right out of the same club I was.
Nice.
MCA Rest and several other guys that came out of here and did pretty good, and then but Tracy and I have stayed. We've hung on around here. We've hung on. Oh, Clay Walker. Clay Walker's another one that we can't forget about. He's also from here.
Nice.
All these guys, you know, when I was singing in the bars here in the 80s for a living, Clay and Tracy would come around and sit in with us, and they'll tell you the same thing. There was always live music going on here.
Sounds awesome. Well, that's great, and real excited about your new single, which we're going to play here in just a moment. I got to put you on the spot just a little bit, Mark. See, we do something here, and we're gonna do Mark Chestnut music next week. This week, we are doing Roseanne Cash. Last week, we did Jody Messina. We pick one of our artists that we feature prominently. And then we say if you got stranded on a desert island and you could only have five songs of a certain artist, what would your five songs be? It doesn't have to be their biggest selling songs. Maybe it's an album cut. Maybe it's whatever. But what are my five favorite Mark Chestnut tunes that I would put on my listening device, and only five? So I'm going to ask you your fave five Mark Chestnut songs, and I'll give you mine. I'll give you my list. I have Blame It on Texas. I have Too Cold at Home. I have Your Love is a Miracle. I have She Dreams, which I really enjoy. And then I have I Just Wanted You to Know. That's my Mark Chestnut fave five. What would Mark Chestnut's fave five be?
Do they have to be mine?
Yeah, they got to be your tunes.
Oh, they got to be my tunes.
Yeah, you got to pick your own fave five out of your...
Well, I hear this stuff every night, man.
I know. Well, no, maybe, and that's why. Maybe it's an album cut. Maybe it's one that wasn't a top single or anything. But there must
be. I got it. And I'm going to tell you right now that all five. Let's see, I had to get stranded on a desert island right now, but then it would have to be 5 of my new songs off my new album.
There you go.
They would include Is It Still Cheating, Heart, Oughta Miss Me By Now, You Can't Hurt Me Anymore, and There Won't Be Another Now. Those are the ones.
Five.
Those are all on the new CD.
Now, how many cuts total on the new CD, Mark?
13.
13 new songs, Mark Chesna tunes. And you get pretty soon, you're going to be out with, are you going out with your full band or anytime? Or are you going to be doing the Lori and Joe thing where you bring a person or two from? The way that sets up, folks, is they Joe and Lori and Mark come out and they sit kind of front stage, and it's more of a kind of acoustic pared down, but you bring, was it two guys from your band and Lori brought a couple and Joe brought a couple? Is that kind of how that worked?
Yeah, that's how that works. Now, right now, I'm on tour with my band.
Okay.
I've been touring since, I tour all year with my band. Even during the Joe Diffie, Lloyd Morgan tour, we still have some full band shows in there. So, we supplement. Usually we do that in the fall and spring because, you know, touring season kind of slows down when school starts.
Sure.
You know? And then we have to kind of scale it back, and we don't have as many full band shows. But when I'm not out doing that, the Joe and Lori tour, I'm out with my full band doing honky tonks and fairs and just whatever, you know. And that's what I've been doing all year, all summer. I've been doing, I think when I finish up this year, I'll have over 130 something shows.
You don't tire of it. That's outstanding. You're doing a great, great job getting out there for your fans. So go to Mark's website and find out where you can maybe catch a full band show. And then by all means, get your hands on his brand new CD. What's the title to the new CD? And then I'm going to go ahead and play a tune off of it.
The new CD is called Tradition Lives, and you can get it on you can download it on iTunes. You can get it on Amazon. You can go to my website, markchesnut.com, and you can order a signed autographed copy, or you could come to my show, and we'll have them for sale there.
Fantastic. I would hazard a guess. I have not heard the whole CD. I've heard several different cuts. There's not a lot of hip hop infused country in what you're doing.
There is nothing but traditional honky-tonk country music with fiddle and steel on this album. There is no hip-hop. There is no rap. There is no bro country. There's none of that new stuff on here. It is traditional honky-tonk music, the kind of music that I grew up listening to.
I love it. We had a T-shirt at the State Fair. We just wrapped up our 12 days of the Minnesota State Fair. Mark, you'll appreciate this. It says Bob FM on the front and then on the back. It's got a circle with a line through it. No bro country. We don't play it here. It's our top selling CD. In fact, I had to mail one out to the guitar player from the Confederate Railroads band. He saw us wearing one at a show. He said, I need one of those T-shirts. So it's pretty cool.
Oh, man, I need one too, brother.
I'll get you one. Hang on. I'll get your address, and I'll mail you one out. I want to play your brand-new song here. I know you probably got to go. I've taken a lot of your time here, Mark, but we, again, super appreciate you taking a few minutes to visit with us. We're so happy that you have brand-new music out. Talk to me about Oughta Miss Me By Now, which I'm going to play for our listeners right now.
Oh, God, I carried this song around for 2 years waiting to record it. When it was pitched to me, I said, that's it. That's mine. Don't play it for nobody else. I don't even really know who wrote this song, but the publisher sent it to me, and I hid it away. I said, don't let anybody else hear this song. It's mine. So I guarded it with a .45.
Nice. Well, I tell you what, if Mark Chesnaught wants to record one of my songs, I'm going to let him do it, because he sells millions and millions of records and songs. So this is probably pretty lucky for whoever did write this song. Let's play it right now off his brand new CD. Here is Mark Chesnaught, Oughta Miss Me By Now. Mark, thank you so much for your time, sir. You've been just awesome to have on the radio.
Thank you, my brother. It's always fun talking to you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the great Mark Chesnaught and this brand new song, Oughta Miss Me By Now, on Bob FM. Give it a listen. Oh, my goodness, how good is that? Brand new from Mark Chesnaught. That is Oughta Miss Me By Now off his CD, Tradition Lives. I got to get a copy of that. That is outstanding. And a big, big thank you to Mark right from his home in Beaumont, Texas, to join us on the radio here today. All right, it's 10 past 10. We're going to try and get back on time here, but when you get a chance to have Mark Chesnaught, you take full advantage is my thought. So I hope everybody's okay with that. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come right back. More Total Country on the way in a moment.
We are a